Welcome to the Undead Walking Podcast, part of the Fansided Podcast Network. Here's your host, Renee Hansen.
Hi, I'm Renee Hansen, and welcome to the Undead Walking Podcast. Today, I am very excited to announce my special guests, Peter Luis Zimmerman and his mother, Rosa Santiago Zimmerman. How are you guys today?
Hey.
Hey. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
We are very excited to be here.
So Walking Dead fans remember Peter. They remember Peter well as he played Eduardo, one of the Hilltop Guards who magically disappeared. But since that time, he has been very busy with his music career, PLZ Pictures, and now he is partnering with his mother on Rosa's Real Reels. So tell us about this new project.
Right.
Peter, you want to start? I'll let you start with this.
Yes. Well, my mother's been, how long have you been doing the interior design?
25 years.
25 years. My mom has been in the interior design business and killing it, you know, just on the business side strictly. And, you know, I guess I would say 2-3 years ago, the idea of maybe documenting this and putting it in show form, you know, was kind of being thrown out there. Obviously with PLZ Pictures and me trying to, you know, expand out into the behind the camera world, conversations were had. And I guess to keep it brief, we kind of came up with the idea of turning this into a TV show. And she's, you know, she's been the brains behind the whole thing. She obviously has her own flair and elegance to the show. And obviously, if you've seen the first episode, you'll know what I'm talking about. But yeah, partnering on the behind the scenes side from my end, and getting to work with my mom has been amazing. And just, you know, doing what we both love. So
that's awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
He's so cute. No, you know what? This has been something. I've been in the industry. It'll be 25 years this November. And it's been awesome. It's my passion. I love it. Not only am I an interior designer, but I'm also a general contractor. So anything having to do with construction and remodeling and design, that's my world. That's what I love. But something a lot of people don't know, I do have a little bit of an acting background way back then. I danced. And so, you know, for years, especially being here in Atlanta, for years, we've been approached about, hey, can you be a design guest on this show or, you know, any of the DIY networks? And we've been approached about 2 pilots. We declined them both just because, you know, I do have a reputation to maintain. And our world right now is so diverse with having not only, you know, TV series and shows, but also a lot of the reality. And when you're dealing with the pilots, it's a little shaky as to what are you going to expect from me. And so we turned down the pilots, but you know, the idea has always been in my head. And one of the reasons why it's always been in my head is because if you look at any of the networks and any of the DIY shows out there, there has never been a Latina on the front end of a show ever. Mm-hmm. And you know, I always tell the joke, Bob Vila doesn't count. Bob Vila is really not Latino. So he's got a background, but he's not. And so I'm a great believer, and especially now that I'm a grandma, that we need to be showcasing the talents and the abilities for us that, you know, especially in the male predominant industries, you know, we can do that too. And so I've always gone against the grain in everything I've done. My first education, I was a firefighter paramedic. And so there I was again. I'm comfortable in the male world. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know what, we really need to do this. This is really a good project for many reasons. And so I had the opportunity, I was approached by an established show to do a guest spot as the designer. And I took it, and I took it because they've been around for 11 seasons. And so I already knew what the concept was. They approached me about a lot of episodes. I was not able because I do run a business, but I went ahead and I accepted, and I did 5 episodes with them. And that solidified all these ideas that we had been brainstorming. The one thing we had been doing when I did accept the show, which is Sell This House, by the way, I've got 5 episodes out there with the amazing Tanya Mimi, who is a wonderful host, and she's been doing this for 11 seasons. But one of the things that was really important to me is understanding whether I wanted to do that on a daily basis, whether I wanted to go ahead and engage in, you know, in Peter's world, in the hurry up and wait, in everything that happens behind the scenes before the production is complete. So I tried it. You know, I think I give a lot of, I bow a lot to the people behind the scenes. I don't think they get enough credit for everything they do, because it's a lot of juggling, but it solidified. On my first episodes, there was an engagement between one of the head honchos of the show, and it literally affirmed that we need to be doing this. We had been filming for 2 years already and pretty much stashing everything. So that was kind of, you know, the exclamation point at the end of the sentence where I said, all right, as soon as I'm done with this, we're going to move forward. We're going to make this, take all this footage and put it to work and make this become what it is now, which is Rose's Real Reels.
Awesome. So you've been filming the series for 2 years. And so where do you do most of your work at? Is it?
So most of our work, so we've been filming our projects for 2 years, not the series, because the series has been something that, yes, we've been wanting to have, but we, you know, I've always wanted to have the content. And if you look at our website and our socials, obviously we're in a visual world, in a visual industry. So we've always filmed, but we went a little bit in more in depth. We got a better production crew involved. We got Peter involved. And so we got more knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything is now... We've been documenting for 2 years, you know, documenting footage, but everything is now formatted for the type of episodes we're shooting.
Right.
I'd say in the past 6 months.
Yeah. A little longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But, you know, so we've been working on this, and we primarily work in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. That has been where I've lived for 25 years. But I've done work in Texas. I've done work in Florida. I've done work all over. I just recently relocated to the state of Florida, a year and a half ago officially, but I actually physically, I'm now there as per 3 weeks ago, full time. And so we're filming, I'm going to say in the Southeast. Mm-hmm. So every project that you're seeing right now, the projects on episode 1 are all Atlanta, are all Georgia based. And I'll make that, you know, clarification. I haven't worked in the city of Atlanta in 10 years. Mm. Honestly, I'm not a traffic kind of girl. So I have been very blessed in the fact that I have worked from the suburbs north up to the mountains and the lakes and wine country. And I'm the only designer that wants to go up there. So I've got, you know, the pick of the litter. Yeah. Yes. And so it's been phenomenal, the projects that I've been afforded to do. And now we're heading to Florida, and we've been working on some land development in Florida, which is what future episodes will show. And, you know, moving forward, we're going to go where the project is. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing some how would you call that, Peter? Like some casting calls?
Scouting.
Some scouting.
Yeah.
We actually did, I think we did a teaser yesterday on social media that said, you know, we're looking for new projects to be filmed in 2023 in Florida. And so we're beginning to expand. Because, you know, we do have clients that follow us from all over, and they said, hey, will you come to Mexico? Hey, will you come to Italy? Well, we're hoping we can.
Yeah, right,
I'll go to Italy.
Exactly. Yeah, if you can carry something, I'll come with you.
Right.
Absolutely. So that's the goal. That's the goal for this.
That's exciting. It's so exciting for you guys. This is, yeah, it's really neat to see. You know, a lot of times the series or things, you know, you kind of get in on the middle or something like that, but to see it this early in development and just to see your guys' excitement just gets me all excited for it too.
Yes. Yes. You know, and we're doing it a little different, right, Peter? Mm-hmm. One of the things that it was really important to me, you know, and I love, obviously, all the networks are great. They all have their diversity and their different shows and, you know, different flavors for everybody. But one of the things that I always found funny about the industry is you take a project that we know, we on the back end, you know, the industry professionals, we go, that took you a year or that took you 6 months and you condense it to 23 minutes. I didn't want to do that. And so we went back and forth, and one of the things that we did is this project will be serialized. And so you're going to follow the project along from start to finish. It's not going to be, we're going to go ahead and, you know, put it on, what is it? Not slow-mo, but the other one, time lapse, yeah. And then you're done. You're going to follow the project from start to finish. You're going to follow 3 to 4 projects at all times. Mm-hmm. So we kind of infuse, you know, when I was sitting with Peter brainstorming about this, I was like, okay, I kind of want to do this like a telenovela, you know, I want to do it like a Spanish soap opera, that it's not, you know, we don't want to do it like Days of Our Lives. we're not 8 years to watch one project, but we want to do it, you know, a telenovela in our Latin world. Mm-hmm. It's usually 3 months. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to stretch it out so that you see the good, the bad, and the ugly. Mm-hmm. Because everybody always sees, the pretty, you know, it's a labor of love. And then we also wanted to bring in, I remember we were doing Bubbles. I was doing Bubbles sharing with Peter. And I was like, okay, Modern Family. That's what I wrote. And he was like, okay, what does that mean? And I said, you know how they have the four families interjecting and you get, you know, to see Gloria and Miss and, you know, Jay, and then here. And then I said, I wanted to see the projects that way because I am working on multiple projects at a time. Which is, you know, I'll let Peter talk about that from a filming perspective and from a following me around perspective. but, you know, several projects at a time, and it's really important to be able to capture those progress from the beginning, from the middle, from the chaos, from when the, you know, when the contractor doesn't show up, from when the materials are in a ship somewhere in the Pacific, till wow, now, you know, and also the perspective, not only of the client, because you'll get to see a lot of the interactions with our clients, mm-hmm. And why we're doing this for them, but also, and this was crucial for me to make sure that we conveyed this to the audience from the contractor. Because like I said, I started this because the contractor's always been on the back end because there hasn't been that representation. Listen, I can envision the most beautiful space and the most beautiful wall, you know, but that doesn't come to fruition because I'm not building it. Mm-hmm. I'm not erecting that wall. I'm not setting that brick. I'm not installing that tile. And so we wanted to also showcase their stories, mm-hmm. intertwined with everything we're doing. So it's a little different. And it may take some getting used to people, but we hope they love it, right?
Right.
Yeah, watching the first episode, you could already tell it's not the same old, you know, it is different. And I'm ready for the next one to see what comes next, you know?
Well, and we left it on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, no. So Peter, how is it following her around? She seems to be a ball of energy. And so I imagine you following her around to several projects is, you know, is a little difficult some days.
It's technically, you know, the technical side is a learning curve. I'll say that. Just because, you know, when you're a small crew, you know, you're either holding a microphone and a camera by yourself, or you have a boom, you know, operator who's following you around, who still has to make sure that they're, like, you know, following the subject with audio. So it's been, on the technical side, it's been a learning curve, but you know, that's also where you capture the best moments, when mm-hmm. when you just kind of get thrown into the chaos and you just mm-hmm. Let's go figure out what's happening over here, and mm-hmm. she's having a conversation that's, you know, super important to the narrative of the entire project. And those are moments that we got to capture that we're really excited for people to see, because it shows the ups and the downs. And it's not just a, you know, a glorious process, just like anything else. It's not, you know, black and white. There's so many different areas. And like I said, ebbs and flows. And we got to capture a lot of those. So it's been chaotic, but it's been chaotic in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the further we go along, in the bigger we hopefully get, you know, adding more crew members, and the technical side will also take care of itself as well. So we've made it work, and we've had an amazing editor. Shout out to Muhammad in Egypt. He takes all the footage that we're getting, and I'm telling you, this is a lot of footage. This is thousands of files, and he somehow watches all of it, and then knows which pieces to cut and paste together, and then on top of all of that, color correct it, make transitions look good, add music. it's really a team effort, but it's a small team, and you know, we make it work. So
yeah, I will add to that, it's a quality team. That's what it is. You know, we've always lived our lives, our personal lives, our family's very tight, and we're very close. And we've always taught our kids, it's quality over quantity, always quality over quantity. And so in everything I do, it's always quality over quantity. And so, you know, it was really important that we found the right people to be part of this team. And honestly, I have to tell you, we have been, I don't know if the word is blessed. One of the words is blessed, but lucky to that the people that are in the circle right now, they're just it. I mean, Peter, like Peter said, Muhammad out in Egypt. I mean, he's in Egypt. You know, there are times that I have to get up, and I'm an early riser, but you know, or actually the worst parts are when I have to stay up late to talk to Muhammad. No. But I'm in awe as to what he can do, because Peter is not joking when he says there are thousands of files. And you know, from the technical perspective for him, it has been hard. You know, there really, even though it's not a reality, I personally don't like the term reality. Mm-hmm. I think reality takes away from the craft, and the craft, I mean, this is my child. It's a lot of years of honing that craft. So and I know it's entertaining, but for me, I don't like the word reality. But the reality of my world is that I get into a project, and you can ask him when we're filming. I literally say, hey, you guys get there 30 minutes before. Make sure you all have everything ready. Because when I walk in, I don't walk in to be like, okay, action, blah, 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 blah. I walk into 20 contractors coming at me. Hey, by the way, the brick's not here. What color is the mortar for the tile? Hey, we found electrical wires that are live in the wall. And so it's a tug of war of Rosa. And Peter literally needs to follow me, because the thing is, we never know when we're going to find that frame, I guess.
That moment.
That moment, yeah. Yes. That is going to be like, oh my God, this is going to look so good on the show. You know, this is going to look so good on the series. So he can't miss it. You know, and like he said, it was a challenge originally. Like, you know, I kind of fell back, because I am his mom. You're here, no. Because this conversation can't wait. But, you know, he was over there capturing something else, and I'm like, no, I need you here. So it's a challenge, but I think it's been a fun challenge.
Yes.
And as we grow, and as we're able to grow, and obviously, you know, the people listening to us, I'm sure on your podcast know, this takes money. This takes resources. This is not cheap. And so as we hopefully get the backing that we need, and additional support, then we'll have a crew that will be able to make this show really, really awesome. Mm-hmm. And we're excited about that. We're excited.
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, be educational, you know, be entertaining, but also be educational. Mm-hmm. Allow, you know, the viewers, especially DIYers, you know, everybody wants to fix your home. Your home is your biggest investment in your life. Mm-hmm. And so everybody wants to fix their home. Everybody wants to feel welcome and you know, be in a space they love to live in, which is, by the way, our tagline for our business. And so this is going to give you the tools to the people that say, hey, I really can't afford to hire an interior designer, but what can I do on my end, and how can I do it right?
Mm-hmm.
How can I do it without spending so much money? How can I do it without messing it up and then having to redo it again, which is unfortunately what happens to a lot of DIYers. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping it's all of the above. And we're hoping also that, you know, female Latinas and pretty much any girls out there can see that, hey, you know what? You can be in this world and you can be an architect. You can be a sheetrock installer. You could be, you know, an interior designer. And, you know, to me, that's inspirational, especially with, you know, my Peter sister, Victoria. She's in the show. She's on the show. She's in the industry. She's with us. You know, dad is in there as well from a technology perspective. He's not very happy in front of the camera at all. He's the only one that wants to be behind the camera. Although we see a little bit of him in episode one. But I'm hoping, you know, that we can inspire other people to be like, oh my God, this is awesome. I can go into, oh, I want to do what she does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm inspired.
You want to do what I do?
Well, no, I'm just inspired by the work ethic. You know, yeah. Not everything is going to be just what you do, but it's how you do it, how mm-hmm. you carry yourself. I think a lot of people are going to be very inspired.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She is success story in America.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun to hear that story because we don't always hear those stories, or, you know, people are afraid to tell their stories or don't have an outlet to tell their stories. So it is inspiring and, you know, for many different people, you know, and so it's very cool to see all this come together. And I've been following your social medias for, I don't even know how long. And I'm always like, look at those rooms. I'm currently remodeling a big house ourselves, and I just see the things you do and think, man, I wish I would have thought of something like that or whatever. So very inspiring. You're very, very talented and very creative in the things that you do. And it's fun to see all that, you know, and then it's exciting to see this all come together with the series. Then, like you said, to see this each step, because I don't think people realize until you get into.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To a project, even just doing one room, it's insane. The just little details that you don't know. Oh gosh, I didn't think of that and stuff. So it'll be fun to see the whole progression of it. Cause like you said, a lot of it's, you know, just this 20 minute whatever. And, you know, it didn't all go that smoothly.
Right. Well, you know, and one of the things that we want to be transparent with our consumers. One of the things that for us in the industry, in the design and construction industry, it's really important that you're forthcoming with the consumer. And I think one of the things that the shows that are there right now is because they're wanting to be more entertainment,
mm-hmm.
they're not forthcoming with the consumer. You know, you'll see a kitchen whatever the hostess may be saying, well, you know, the budget for this kitchen was 40 grand. And me as an industry professional, I'm going, you're on crack. There is no way that kitchen was 40 grand. You've got 40 grand in cabinets alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and obviously I don't want to do that. I mm-hmm. want people to understand, listen, yes, you can remodel this kitchen, because I cannot tell you, if I had a penny for every time I went into a home and say, so-and-so on HGTV or so-and-so on DIY Network. Sorry, we have a lot of background noise. Should we go somewhere?
How is it okay on your end?
I am not hearing it.
Okay.
All right. If I had a penny, if I had a penny for every time someone has said to me, but so-and-so on this show did it for this much, I'm going, listen, the network is paying for that, or the sponsors are paying for that. So we don't want to bring that forth. We want to be, that's why it's Rosa's Real Reels. We want it to be very real to what the industry is, so that you as a consumer, if you want to go ahead and say, okay, I want to do my kitchen, you can actually sit down with your family and create a budget and say, okay, we may not be able to do this right now, but we know that if we want that, achieve that goal, this is what, how, where we need to tighten. You know, we need to have ramen 3 times a week, or we need to take our, you know, tax return and put it towards that, or whatever it may be. So it's organic and it's real for us consumers, because I live on a budget as well. Peter lives on a budget as well. And we want to make sure that people can connect and understand that this is not something that it's outside, that it's only targeted to the 1 or 2%, you know, of the population. And that was something that was really important to me when I went out of school. You know, when I came out of school, everybody was taking care of that 1 and 2%. I'm doing this mansion over here, and I'm in Nashville doing this, and I'm in New York doing this. And I literally, as a businesswoman, because I've always said, and I've always told my kids, I'm a businesswoman first. Mm-hmm. I said to myself, who's taking care of the 98%? And I said, so I want to. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take care of the 98%, because everybody wants the 1 and 2%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a 98% that nobody's touching. And so that has been, I mean, I've done teachers' homes. I've done nurses' homes. I've done, I did a kid. I mean, we don't have that project on film for the show, but he was 23 years old buying his first condo and saved the money for me to come in and redo it.
That's awesome.
23 years old, you know, and mind you, he got a great job. He's in technology, so he had a great job. But to me, I was in awe of him, that you had that much commitment to you, to your home, to your future, to say, all right, this is what it's going to cost me, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm going to tighten the belt to be able to do this with you. To me, those are, you know, people say they're compliments for me to come into their home. And honestly, they're compliments to me. Mm-hmm. I feel humble to be able to just, to enter people's homes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, that's just, it's fun to hear all the different stories, and you know it just, it's inspiring and things to see that even, you know, the younger generation, they want to take, you know, they want to do that kind of stuff, and like you said, to save the money for that, because I mean, any renovations, you know, they're expensive, and
right,
and then, you know, something always comes up, you know. So yeah, so that's neat.
Yep. Well, you know, and we hope we'll spin off from here. Peter and I are already brainstorming, because, you know, it's a partnership between PLC Pictures and RSC Design Development and Rosa's Real Reels and 87 Central. And just there's a lot of people involved. Al Husseini, right? Al Husseini is Mohammed.
Yeah.
And so we're already brainstorming, and we've got some spin-offs that are going to come out of here. You know, you said something that was important. You said, you know, I love to hear the story. Well, there's a story. Mm-hmm. You know, Peter said, I'm a success, and there's a story behind this success. And so we're putting that on paper. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in the process of documenting to write a book for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And so just a couple of weeks ago, we decided we're going to scrap the book and we're going to turn it into a short film.
There you go.
So, right, Peter?
Yes.
Yeah, high five.
That's so, a good segue point too.
Yes. Yeah, so we're gonna turn that into a, well, we don't know yet. We're gonna turn it into a short film. I don't know how short it will be.
I don't know if it's gonna be short. Yeah,
I don't know if it'll be short.
Might be feature length.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll take it to film festivals.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but there's a story. My life is a story, and everybody's life is a story, but you know, it's not always been all this, you know, beautiful, especially for me and Peter. Mm-hmm. We have a story, mm-hmm. together as mom and son. And so, we're going to put that into film,
script,
right?
Form, yeah.
Into script form. Yep. You want to talk about that?
You want to give them all the, no, we can't give them all the details yet about that. No, it's just know that, yeah, just know that that's secret. Something bigger is obviously, you know, and I guess I'll just segue into the BLZ picks part, but you know, I've been doing short films for 2-3 years now. And my next goal is to do a feature length. And yeah, this is definitely, this is definitely one of them. My mom's story. So, so we'll just leave it at that in terms of, you know, too many details with.
We don't want to spoil it.
Exactly. You know how that goes. Walking Dead fan base.
Exactly.
We don't want spoilers.
We don't like spoilers.
No spoilers. Yes.
No spoilers.
Then tell us more. Oh, go ahead.
No, I did an interview yesterday and somebody was trying to get me to tell them what happened after the last scene. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm not that, I'm a Walking Dead fan. I understand the no spoilers. I, you know, we're not telling anybody. Right.
That's why we ended it on a cliffhanger.
Yes, there you go. Perfect.
We're always going to make you, I will get to let you know right now, full transparency. We're all always going to make you want to come back to watch the next episode.
Yes. And why wouldn't you?
Right. So, you know. So yeah, no, it'll be fun. And if you haven't seen, by the way, I'm going to plug my own son, but I have to. If you haven't seen Users, which is a short film that's making the circuit right now on the film festivals that Peter and Kevin, right?
Kevin, yeah.
And Kevin did. It's phenomenal. It really is. You know, I'm always in awe of my work, and Peter knows I'm his number one fan, but I'm also his biggest critic. And if I don't like something, I'll tell him straight out, this is not your best work, sweetheart.
tough love.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, the rest of the world, especially in his industry, it's very eager to lie to you. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you're so amazing. Oh yes, that bald head looks awesome. Oh, don't worry. That's not going to be me. I want my son to be the best he can be. Mm-hmm. And the best he can be, it's also leveling up when his work is not up to par. And so, but no, it is awesome. We went to see it and it is wow. It is really, really good. So if you haven't seen it, find it. I don't know how they find it. I'm sure Peter can tell you.
Yeah.
But yes, it's a must see.
Thank you, Mom.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then that segues right into it. Peter, tell us about what you've been doing.
Yeah, here we go.
So User is currently at festivals right now. And I guess that's one of the things I learned about the indie film world. Usually you don't put it online until it makes its rounds through the whole circuit. So I think we have, 2 or 3 more months before we can release it to the public. But it's been picked up by 3 festivals so far. And we have a couple that are pending right now, bigger ones that, fingers crossed, hopefully we'll get into those as well. But it's been really cool. It's the first time I've done a short film of this magnitude in terms of budget and crew and I guess know-how from the indie film world and people that have actually done the circuits before. You know, getting this film into festivals and attending festivals has been new for me, but it's been so exciting and really has pushed me to want to keep really just hitting this indie film world hard, because, you know, what is independent film these days anyway? I mean, really, you see so much stuff on these platforms that are technically independent, but they look major scale. You know, they're shot with the same cameras that you would see a, you know, $200 million movie shot with. So it really just comes down to obviously marketing, which, you know, that always takes money, but, you know, how well you're putting your stuff together. And I feel like that's why it's so important to kind of network across and not necessarily stress so much trying to get this celebrity over here or this celebrity over here or whoever is, you know, work with each other, because there's a lot of talented people out there that can help you achieve what you're trying to do. And this is there's no better time than right now, I think, in the industry to create content. And, you know, really do it yourself. So, which I know, you know, a lot about as well. So,
yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's exciting.
So yeah, I rambled there, but I hope I answered the question.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's perfect. And I keep, you know, seeing it. I'm like, when are we going to be able to see this? Cause I know Kevin, I've met him. And then is this the one that Alex wrote?
Let me plug him real quick. Yeah. Yes. So Alexander Stone, you guys probably know in the Twitter or in the Twitter TWD sphere. She's an amazing writer, and she's written a ton of stuff that people haven't even seen yet. But one of the projects she wrote was User, co-directed with Kevin Saunders, who's an incredible visionary and actor. So we're both starring in it. We're co-directing, and then an amazing crew. And I'll definitely plug them everywhere I go. But it's too many names to kind of drop right here right now. But yeah, amazing people behind this project. So.
You know, and Peter's so 100% right. We're in the perfect time to do this. You know, there's a lot of, as we know it, everybody's privy to the fact that there's a lot of battles going on up there right now in the, you know, where are we watching? Where are we not watching? And I was just having this conversation with both of them the other day, him and Victoria at dinner. What an opportunity to be able to plop your laptop, your Surface, your iPad, whatever it is, your technology, and be able to watch and be able to learn and be able to work. I mean, it's I wish it would have happened when they were little and I could have done that. I mean, our life would have been a little different if that I would have had those I'm honestly going to call them those favors there available to me. And so it's so awesome to be able to see the people, the many, many, many talented people that are out there that don't necessarily get the platform that they deserve. And so it's awesome. It, you know, when we started this project, Roses Real Reels, I told Peter, I said, we're going to have all the conversations. Everybody, we're invited to have a conversation. Obviously, we're going to step in because I'm a huge believer on the opportunity. All I need is an opportunity. I don't need anything given. I just need the opportunity. But we also have choice. And I kept on telling him, and you know, I had to explain it to both of them. I said, I'm going to Hootie and the Blowfish the crap out of Rosa's Real Reels. And people that are a little older that grew up with Hootie and the Blowfish and know their story, I said, that's how we're going to do this, because that allows us to continue to be authentic. And I know for a fact, and you know, I know for a fact that although I guess I can be myself here, right? The fake world that sometimes gets presented, people right now are looking for authenticity. They're looking for real, but real with substance, not real with, you know, a cat fight on the corner of Petrie Street. Real with substance. And you're seeing it. You're seeing that trend. You're seeing all these new networks or platforms that are popping up. You know, it used to be that we only had the Hallmark Channel or, you know, PBS, or but now you're seeing there's PureFlix, and there's so many other platforms that you're able to say, oh, I can get some of that realism, some of that authenticity, and that the people that are behind it. And I think that's one of the things that people love about Peter in the TWD world is how grounded he is, how real he is. You know, that there's not this,
approachable, accessible.
Yeah. I'm approachable, I'm accessible.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. You better. I raised you right.
Yep.
So, do you have anything new in the music front then, Peter?
So I just dropped two projects this summer, kind of back to back. I did 12 songs and I split them into two 6 and 6 EPs. Wavy Summer 1 and Wavy Summer 2. So I would tell everybody, if you're wanting your Peter Z fix, type in Peter Z, and Wavy Summer 1 and Wavy Summer 2 are the latest. And then I have a collab project coming up with a good friend of mine and a great artist, Asante Fareed. That'll be coming out probably top of the year, 2023. So music's always happening. And music's kind of, for me, like still my therapy. Acting and directing and all that stuff obviously acting has provided me a nice career and some income, which has been amazing. But I'd say that I always separate them into different categories. Like music, I could do it like 3 a.m., you know, just because I have an itch to do it. Acting and being on set, it's an amazing experience, but it's also, you got to have your beauty sleep. You know what I mean? You got to have your coffee. You got to be, I have to be mentally prepared for it. So, but yeah, music's always being worked on, and yeah.
Yes. And okay. Peter's writing some, he is writing a little bit of some songs for the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have him doing, you know, because sometimes we need a little background music. And mm-hmm. so we've sat down, and obviously that's his forte. I just say, I like it. I don't like it. that is, you know, that's always been his thing. Mm-hmm. And we foster whatever we can with it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're trying to get him to infuse. We're trying to keep it in the family. And again, the family is also the circle, the people that have joined this circle. So mm-hmm. it's a labor of love. That's all I have to say. Yeah.
I think the best things are, though.
it is, you know, and again, I think people, and that's why to me, the, you know, TWD fandom, I think, was so amazing. When I went to Pensacon with Peter, I mean, I was just in awe of the love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the love, I mean, remember Peter, that he had not been able, you know, he's got a strict diet, and he had not been able to go get food. And I mean, the people just coming and say, hey, I'll go get it for you. You could tell he starts getting cranky when he hasn't eaten. And I was like, somebody get him some food, please. And so people just in awe, and then just meeting the other people that were there. I was just like, you know, it was refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
It was refreshing to see that we all put our pants on the same way.
Yeah.
We all bleed red. We all, you know, so yes, we have a profession. We have a craft. We have, you know, whether it's me in my design world, or whether it's Peter and his acting or his music, but at the end of the day, we're people.
Yeah.
And I still believe that people love people. So
that's right.
Yep. So what else you got? She's not asking for any tea on the episode. I love it.
Oh, which episode?
One, the only one that's out there.
Oh. Rose is real rose. Yeah. Well, we've definitely shared a lot. So
you know, a lot of people on Undead, what is it, Undead Walking and TWD, and everybody's gonna be listening to this, right? Say, like, can somebody answer me a question? I'm a fan. Where's Eduardo?
We all want to know that.
All want to know.
Can somebody tell me where Eduardo is? Because he didn't get eaten. He didn't get killed.
Well, even when the showrunner has said he didn't die. So where is he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a Tales of the Walking Dead, and we'll see where he's gotten to.
At this point, that's kind of what I'm just, you know. Because you got to trust the writing.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, like, they will make or break a show, but they are also, I mean, you know that. And but, you know, they're the gods of,
mm-hmm. yeah,
of our world. Right. So I speculated harder and longer than anybody else can speculate about Eduardo. Trust me, I was a fan too. And at a certain point, for my own sanity, I just kind of had to peel mm-hmm. back and, like, and, you know, I can't answer the questions because I truly don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and I also don't want to fill up, you know, Angela King's mentions on Twitter, but hey, she's responsible for whatever happened to Eduardo. So I would tell any fan out there, that's who you need to talk to. But yeah, spinoff after spinoff for the TWD universe. And I think, you know, learning that it wasn't just Eduardo, it was Cal and mm-hmm. a few others that kind of went missing, that, you know, otherwise would look like plot holes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, you know, living my life and doing, I just shot an episode of True Lies, which is a new show coming to CBS. You know, so I'm acting, I'm doing the directing, I'm doing music, I'm collaborating with Mom on Art Rose's Real Reels, you know, life goes on. And maybe Eduardo will come back to life too. So at some point.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, you guys, thank you so much for sharing with us today. It's been fun to catch up and see what this is, all this new project is about and everything. And we just really appreciate you guys taking the time, because I know you're both very busy.
Just a little. I'm about to get on the plane.
Yeah, I thought that's what Peter had said when we were scheduling this. So, yeah, so I do appreciate it very much. And yeah, so we'll sign off now, and just we'll keep checking in with you guys.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having us and for supporting this. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Renee. You're awesome.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.